Welcome to EXAN, KVIA's weekly look into education in Mid-Missouri. I'm Claire Banderas. As we approach the one-year anniversary of the student protests on the University of Missouri campus, leadership from the University of Missouri system and the MU Columbia campus held a progress review of their diversity initiatives from the past year. At the event last week, Chief Officer of Diversity and Inclusion, Kevin McDonald, emphasized four areas they are working to examine and improve. Those areas are access and success, campus climate and intergroup relations, scholarship and academic diversity, and institutional infrastructure.
I think it allows for organizational reflection on what our current policies and processes and practices are around diversity and inclusion. Quite honestly, what we think we're doing well and what we can improve on, and that's the level of organizational reflection we're going through right now.
The campus has announced a $1 million investment to recruit minority postdoctoral fellows with the goal of retaining them as long-term faculty members. McDonald says MU's goal is to double the percentage of minority faculty in the next 4 years, from the current 6.7% to 13.4% by 2020.
Well, I mean, I think we recognize that there is a kind of dearth in the pipeline of our doctoral students, but I think postdoc, bringing in postdoctoral students really provides a way to utilize and maximize resources, right? Because it doesn't cost as much, quite honestly, as bringing in maybe more senior faculty. And so I think the university really wanting to move swiftly to meet this goal is going to really try to bring in more faculty a year.
McDonald says they hope to bring in about 3 to 4 fellows a year. Also at the progress review, interim MU Chancellor Hank Foley said that when balancing the changes McDonald and other members of the leadership are striving to make with the criticism the university received last fall, it is key to be transparent and fair.
When we look at Midwesterners and Missourians in particular, it's all about fair play, justice, being honest, trustworthy, things like that. And the kinds of changes we're making, I think, are the kinds of changes that resonate with good people everywhere. They're logical changes. They're changes that make it more fair for everyone. And when we do that, we make it better for everyone. And I think that's how you balance that out, so that people don't think one group is perhaps getting more than another group. It's just not the case.
Many of the changes and initiatives that have been discussed have centered around race. But Foley says making all marginalized identities feel included is part of the plan.
We've tried to really get out and talk to all groups that feel that they may be somewhat on the margins to try to bring them towards the center. We've had just recently director of LGBTQ affairs in that center in to talk to my chancellor's staff and to explain to them the kinds of things that that community feels and what we could do to help them. I sat with Muslim students and listened. I went and met with the Hillel students and listened to their concerns. You know, so much of what happened last fall is a big institution. It's very easy to feel isolated and alone, and we have to overcome that.
To see more information about the university's diversity initiative so far and their plans for the future, visit kbia.org. That's this week's exam. I'm Claire Banderas. And thanks to reporters Sophia Jung and Carter Woodiel for their help with this story. And thanks to you for listening.